Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to catch my drift here at Wham Talk 1600. And later on tonight and tomorrow night at rednationrising.us. So if you don't catch it live today, you can catch it at rednationrising.us or I archive everything at thedailydrift.com. And if you're not going to the Daily Drift for your news you need to know, you should be. Go to thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com. And this is our last week to get into The Current. If you haven't been advertising in The Current, you should be. You can call me, 734-629-6010. Our Christmas edition, the December Current, is a great issue to put your business into. So grow like we have. We've grown our business 500% in the last 10 years now at The Current. And that's a newspaper that's growing, a conservative newspaper, mind you, that's been growing for the last 10 years, despite the crappy economy that we've had. So we're doing something right, so join us and we can do something right for you. Let's take care of a little business before we get into the meat of the show here. Let's Wellbridge of Pinckney will deliver you an epic experience. They handle post-acute rehabilitation, nursing care, and they are designed to provide a bridge to wellness and recovery. So check them out at www.thewellbridgegroup.com. They have a great new facility in Pinckney. Phone number out there, 734-954-6700. So if you know somebody, especially when you get a little older, our age, you sometimes have surgeries and things you need to be taken care of or need some help, and Wellbridge is one of the best places to do it. That new facility they have in Pinckney is really good. 734-954-6700. Good people and a great facility. Go out and check them out. Okay, so the big news still this week, you know, I think we talked about this last Saturday. Romney, yes, no, for Secretary of State. And we don't know that that's going to happen. But some people are still thinking it. So they've been giving a raft, I tell you, just a raft of hoo-ha to the Trump team about Romney joining. And I think it's probably a good thing that they take a second look at it. But before we get to that, I wanted to start out with some good news, and I'm not talking, Derek, about Fidel Castro dying. Some people think that's good news. I don't make fun of the dead. I just don't. So whatever, hopefully it's a good news for the people of Cuba. Maybe Raul will have his brother, who's now in charge, will do something different, but something tells me nothing will change. So we'll see what happens there. But good news is, over the holiday, Thanksgiving, and this is a story that just kind of warmed my heart. On Thanksgiving Day, down in Florida here, a young boy by the name of Billy hopped on the phone and dialed 911. Nope, there was no emergency at his Florida home. There were no broken legs, no choking on a turkey bone. All Billy wanted to do was invite the Walton County, Florida sheriff's deputies and staff over for dinner with his family. Does that make you feel good, Derek? That's amazing. That's the kind of thing that, not realizing that 911 is reserved for the emergency calls, Billy's gesture still melted all the hearts of the communication center staff at the sheriff's office. And so in response, Deputy Damon Byrd and Deputy Aaron Etheridge paid a visit to Billy's home Thursday, that's Thanksgiving, and gave him a sheriff's badge and let him sit in the patrol car and did all those things to show that, you know what, hey, thank you so much for inviting us. And it's just, that is the heart of a child. You know, doing things. And that's something. Let me bring this up. This November issue of The Current, I put on the front page a story about backing the blue, backing your officers. And it didn't have quite the effect that I wanted to. So let me assure you, hey, gang, it's the holidays. You're going to put colored lights up anyway. So it doesn't take an extra bit of work to put a blue light bulb on your front porch or in any of those lights you have out front of your house, or maybe buy some blue Christmas lights. Show some support for our police and our sheriff departments. You know, these guys are out there during the holidays. They're putting their lives on the line. We're hearing every day stories of police officers being shot at or killed. And these are important things. You know, imagine going to work every day, not knowing that you're going to see your children or your wife or your husband again. You know, so please take the time. Put a blue light bulb. It'll cost you a couple bucks at the hardware. Screw it into your light bulb. I don't know if you have to leave it up always. I've had mine in for about 4 months now. It's something nice, and the blue actually kind of looks cool. So go out and support your police officers. If you see them on the street, give them the nod, give them the thumbs up, give them the thank you, buy them a cup of coffee, whatever, you know. And for you officers, you know what? Make the effort to get out and know us a little bit more, and I think that's good. You know, I would tell all our chiefs of police and sheriffs out there that, you know what, make it a point to tell your guys to, you know what, maybe stop and talk to somebody when they're not doing anything wrong and just say, hey, I'm Deputy So-and-so or I'm Officer So-and-so, and I just wanted to introduce myself. I think that community policing effort like that goes a long way on both sides. And so we don't have the huge problems at Chicago or downtown. Well, Detroit's actually been pretty good, but New York and these other big cities. But you know what? Take the time to get to know your police and vice versa. You guys out on the road there, stop and just say hi to people. You know, you don't have to pull them over and give them a ticket every time. You see them just standing there, roll your window down and say, hey, good to see you, you know, something like that. So police are people too. Give yourself a little credit, you guys, and people, take care of our police department, because you know what? It's your tax money at work, and they need to be there for you. Take care of them. It's an important thing. But let's get on to Romney, shall we? I want to talk. Derek, you got that track one ready? This is Kellyanne Conway is getting a raft of problems from people, and I'm one of them. I'm on Twitter, and if you're not on Twitter, you should be, because you can literally get information along with millions of other people to the Trump team, and they take heed of that. They really do. And it's not just Twitter. It's Facebook. You can get on Facebook, too. And then the newest one is Gab, GAB.AI. You can just go on, you log on, you give them your email address, and they'll contact you back in 48 hours or so, and you can join Gab. And what's nice about Gab is that it's censor-free. There's nobody in there like at Jack, the guy Jack Dorsey who owns Twitter, who's a liberal, out manipulating trends and that sort of thing. Gab does not do that. You want censor? If you don't like what somebody's saying on Gab, you censor yourself. You put the filter that say, I don't want to hear from that guy again. They do not do that at Gab, which is nice. And it's a brand new, it's just starting. You can get in with me and millions of other people who've already signed up. Go to Gab. It's very much like Twitter. And you can use your same handle if somebody hasn't taken it already. So go to Gab. But let's go ahead and play that track, Derek. This is what's going on with the Trump team.
Donald Trump aide Kellyanne Conway said that she is receiving a deluge of comments about the possibility of Mitt Romney being selected as Secretary of State. While Conway didn't indicate if the feedback was positive or negative, some Trump supporters and allies have tried to steer the president-elect from nominating Romney as the U.S. chief diplomat.
All right, so I can assure you, it's not good. And if you get on Twitter or Facebook at all, you will see that there's not very many people telling the Trump team, oh yeah, great choice of that, Romney. And I want to know why. You know what? Call into the show, 734-822-1600. Let me know if you hate Romney and for what reason. But if anyone, just one person can tell me what it is that Romney brings to the table that the Trump team should be looking at. I mean, I think of the man, you know, at best, I think of Romney as maybe a good businessman. He's wealthy. He's done things. You can argue that one way or the other, I guess. But really, what has Mitt Romney done from a foreign policy perspective to be nominated as Secretary of State? I don't understand. The only thing I've heard from people in the know is that, well, our allies, some of our allies like him. Some of our allies believe that, A, you know, he's stable. They're comfortable with him. But number one, stable and comfortable. What are we looking for? I'm not looking for a saint or a babysitter for Secretary of State. I'm looking for a guy that's going to put America's interests first. Aren't you? That's what you should be. It doesn't make any sense at all to me to put a guy like Mitt Romney out. I don't know what his foreign policy objectives are. I don't remember them really from when he ran in 2012, and were they any good? And for me, what really bothers me most about Romney is the fact that I consider him, he was a weak candidate as president, weaker than Barack Obama. So do you really want to put a guy that's weaker, weaker than Barack Obama out on the world stage as his Secretary of State. He couldn't beat Barack. He rolled over in the second and third debates. He rolled over in the 2012 election. He's not strong enough. You got to stand up against Putin. How are you going to stand up against Putin? Or China? Or North Korea? Or Iran? Really? Do you want to put a weak guy like Mitt Romney up against those people? We don't need any more of that. You know, the world is reeling right now from the fact that we elected a strong presidential candidate, Donald Trump. People are scared. They don't know what he's... And they should be. Doggone it, they should be scared of Donald Trump. Because you know what? You've not been scared of the United States, and you've been walking around the world doing whatever you want to people. And it's time for that kind of nonsense to end. So when Donald Trump wins an election saying, I'm going to be putting America first, we're going to be putting our values first, we're going to do what's best for us, that makes people around the world sit up and take notice. You know, people were scared, oh, the stock market's going to fall because it's going to go into a recession because of Trump. No, take a look at what's happened with the stock market. Once the liberal left and the media got out of the way and people allowed him to win the presidential election, the real people who have any brains at all is, I'm going to go with the businessman, not a parasitic lawyer who's once again filling his own pockets. Let's take a call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that Mitt Romney, who is definitely a rhino, should never be allowed in Trump's camp. In fact, if you understand Mormonism, and we've at the church I used to go to, we've had Bible studies on this subject matter using materials provided by the Mormons themselves that we had gotten hold of. Mormons should never be allowed to be in government. And the reason I say that, it's one of their prophecies, and I've read this in some books I have that deal with Mormon church and their background doctrine, believe that it is inevitable, it's their destiny for America to collapse, for America to die. And they believe that it's their duty to help it along. For the purpose of, they believe in their doctrine, that the Mormon church is to rule America. In fact, they have a headquarters, I found out, in Washington, D.C. now, with all the telecommunications and everything necessary to run the country. And so I do not want anybody that believes this to be in politics, to be in the government. I don't think it's exactly a good thing.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take your word for it, Ken, because you know what? I know absolutely nothing about Mormonism, so I'm going to take your word. For me, I always put the religious parts off to the side because, for me, I'm looking at it in common sense. This is common sense radio. I live my life by common sense. I try to anyways. And for me, I mean, you tell me, Ken, what foreign policy experience? Am I missing something? Is there some foreign policy experience that Mitt Romney has that the rest of us don't know about? I've seen nothing in the media touting his experience around the globe. Do you know of something that I don't?
I've never seen anything that would indicate that he has any kind of experience. What I do know is he is the father of Obamacare, and I do know from what we know of his practices that, there again, he is not a conservative at all. He's definitely a rhino. And the one thing that really bothers me is any kind of person that has a religious view where their views allow them to manipulate society in their direction for their benefit, such as certain groups don't like alcohol, so we're going to ban alcohol. This is a big concern.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, one of the groups that really scares me, and because I know all about them, in fact, this is a group that right now has Trump's ear, is the Pentecostals and the Charismatics. I know all about them. I have family and friends that are Pentecostals, and they definitely, as a group, believe that it's okay to have laws to promote morals and laws should be together.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm a constitutionalist, Ken. I think you know that, and so I'm with you on that one. Anything else, Ken?
No, I just think we need to definitely keep on Trump because one of the reasons I voted for Trump was to keep the rhinos out of office, to keep the establishment out of power. And the worst thing I think Trump could do is, if he allows the establishment access to the White House, I think it's going to cost him in the next election.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. Well, good. Great comments, Ken. I appreciate the call.
Take care.
Take care. All right, so Ken kind of hit it on the spot for me. For number one, if you're going to try and alienate a lot of Trump supporters, and I can tell you it's like 92% of Trump supporters, this is the surveys that are running left and right around the internet, 92% of Trump supporters do not want Mitt Romney as Secretary of State. I'm not sure they'd want him anywhere. And why would you? I mean, if you're doing a unification thing, I think we've already done it. We brought Reince Priebus in, right, as a day-to-day manager, chief of staff. That's a position. That's a pretty unifying thing. You put Nikki Haley in as U.N. ambassador. Now, U.N. ambassador, who really cares, I guess. But, you know, Nikki Haley was an anti-Trump woman and said some pretty nasty things, just like Lindsey Graham and Mitt Romney did. And yet Trump reached across and said, hey, come in, talk to me. Let's do it. Now, maybe he just needed a woman. I don't know. You know, maybe that's sexist of me to be saying that, but I'm sure there's something she needs or has that she brings to the table. But even if she doesn't, I think we've done enough of reaching out and unifying to those moderates and those never Trumpers. Enough is enough. We don't need another one. Derek, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the alternatives to Mitt Romney as Secretary of State, because there's a lot of them. And I think we got a few good ones to talk about, and there's probably even more. If you have somebody that you'd like to see as Secretary of State, call into the show, 734-822-1600. We'll see you on the other side.
The Salvation Army and Wham! Talk 1600 are pleased to present the 10th annual 1600 Toys for 1600 Girls and Boys Christmas Toy Drive. We need your help to make sure every needy child in Washtenaw County has a happy holiday. Toys are needed for young teens, too. Games, CDs, DVDs, sports equipment, jewelry, and makeup. You can donate a new unwrapped toy at one of our sponsor locations. In Ann Arbor, Treasure Mart, Four Seasons Sunrooms, Arbor Hospice, Two Men in a Truck, Fingerly Lumber, Ann Arbor Arms, Master Tech, Japanese Auto, Convenience Auto, Lodi Farms, in Ypsilanti, City Body, Michael Vincent Law, Michigan Firehouse Museum, in Plymouth, Muriel's Dollhouse and Toy Cottage, in Saline, Walmart, Dr. Mike Singleton, DDS. Together, we can collect 1,600 toys for 1,600 girls and boys.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Treasure Mart, your holiday headquarters for 56 years.
This holiday season, shop Ann Arbor's most interesting store, Treasure Mart. You'll find unique and affordable gifts to please everyone on your list. Antiques, collectibles, jewelry, quality used furniture, and household items for any budget. Decorating for the holidays? Treasure Mart invites you to visit their Christmas area. You'll also find sterling, crystal, and fine china for holiday entertaining. Treasure Mart accepts quality clean merchandise in good condition on consignment, and they can assist you with estate sales and appraisals. Whether you are buying or selling, think Treasure Mart first.
Located on Detroit Street in the Carytown District of Ann Arbor. This holiday season, visit Treasure Mart Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30, and holiday hours on Sunday, 11 to 4. Treasure Mart, your holiday headquarters.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. You can call in with your comments or thoughts about Romney and Secretary of State, or who you'd like to see as your Secretary of State at 734-822-1600. Let's take care of a little business here. If you are struggling with your weight, as I do, you might want to try St. Joseph Murphy's Health System. It's the new you bariatric solution. Lose up to 70% of your excess body weight in the first year. You can learn more at a free educational seminar December 14th. That's December 14th, 6 o'clock p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the St. Joseph Mercy Brighton location, Suite 207. And that's located in Brighton on Grand River, 7575 Grand River Road. Registration is recommended. You can go to stjoeshealth.org/MBI. That's the Michigan Bariatric Institute. Or you can call 877-Y-Weight. Well, there's no dash in there. It's 877-Y-Weight, W-E-I-G-H-T. Okay, and that's your 7 phone number. So Michigan Bariatric Institute through St. Joe. It's, you know, if some people have trouble struggling with weight, try something new. Don't keep doing the same thing. I mean, that's what we consider crazy, right? You keep doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results. That's craziness. So don't do it. All right. So we're talking Secretary of State and a lot of problems and grief coming from Trump supporters over the possibility even that Mitt Romney is talking to Donald Trump about being Secretary of State. And we don't quite understand. I don't anyways. But some of our other alternatives are Rudy Giuliani. And this has got to be tough for Rudy because this is the only job Rudy Giuliani wanted in the Trump administration. He wanted Secretary of State. I'm not sure why. Now, Rudy does have a lot of experience overseas. He's got businesses overseas as well. And that's part of, I think, why the Trump administration is saying, yeah, maybe Rudy's got some issues with pay for play. You know, people may think, you know, obviously the media never said word boo about Hillary Clinton's pay to play schemes until we forced them to. And yet here, just the very thought of Rudy Giuliani having done business overseas, that he might be in the same basket, and God forbid we have him there. And that could be a reason that, you know, maybe the Trump administration doesn't want to fight that battle right now with the media, among everything else. But there could be something else as well. But Rudy Giuliani has certainly worked for Trump in a fashion that should secure him a position somewhere in that administration. I was kind of hoping he would be the attorney general, but it looks like, you know, Jeff Sessions is in and we're going to have Jeff Sessions and that's what we've got. So if he, as long as he gets given the stamp of approval by the Senate, and that's a good question. You know, if you've got a thought on what the Senate shall or shall not do on confirmations here, you know, allegedly you still need your 60 votes in the Senate to get confirmation on anybody in Trump's – on these top cabinet positions. You know, are the Republicans going to allow the Democrats to hold these things up, or are they going to go with the nuke option? You know, Harry Reid broke open the nuke option for some appointments previously. Are the Republicans going to let that go? Or are they going to play the good guy again? Are they going to back down and let this minority in the Senate continue to stop things? Because that's what we've had. You know, frankly, from my point of view, I think it's time. I think it's time. Right now, you have 18 to 24 months to get something done and to show people. Right? Get things done and show people that we can accomplish something as Republicans. And we have the Senate, we have the House, we have the presidency. Let's get something done. But are we going to allow, once again, Mitch McConnell in the Senate to say, yeah, well, I don't quite have 60. I've got to have 60. You got to give me more before I can get anything done. I'm thinking not. Because you know what? The Democrats are going to do it next time around anyways. They're going to blow open that nuclear option, drop it down to 51 votes, makes the decision. And maybe that should be. You know, for better or worse, maybe it's time that we get some action instead of this slow stagnation and rot that we've been having. You know, had the Democrats gone ahead and done that, things would be so terrible now. Maybe people would have woke up to the fact that our country is dying. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But Rudy Giuliani, I think he's one good option. I'm still on the Newt Gingrich bandwagon. I don't think Newt wants it, but he would be a good viable choice. Or how about General Petraeus' name has popped up in the last 48 hours? So, something to think about. Call into the show, 734-822-1600. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Linda Hughes, General Manager at Wham Talk 1600. Christmas is my favorite time of the year for so many reasons. Getting together with family and friends, watching timeless Christmas movies, and of course, the Christmas carols. The best thing about Christmas is that love is in the air. It's the miracle that happened on that very first Christmas night. Linus says it best.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
News Radio. I'm Pam Husso. Cuba is in mourning following the death of Fidel Castro, but in Miami, the atmosphere is a lot different. In Little Havana, Cuban exiles and others are celebrating.
President Obama says the United States is extending a, quote, hand of friendship to the Cuban people, and that the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in America.
Fox's Phil Keating in Miami. Holiday shopping is in full swing.
Online shopping on Black Friday topping $3 billion for the first time, according to the researcher Adobe Digital Insights. It says Thanksgiving Day shopping was up 11.5% over last year.
Fox's Chris Foster, just in time for Small Business Saturday. The downtown area of Ellicott City, Maryland is open. Since midsummer, it's been off limits because of devastating flooding. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Pictures Plus and the Westgate Shopping Center on West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor will frame it upright. They offer huge discounts on all types of picture framing, dry mounting, and matting. And they do acid-free preservation framing and shadow boxing. Pictures Plus for any framing you need for the home or the office. Call them today, 734-741-1900. That's Pictures Plus and the Westgate Shopping Center on West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor, 734-741-1900. Or visit them online, picturesplusonline.com.
Honey, where are you?
Down here.
In the basement?
Yep.
You're missing the holiday party.
Just putting diamond crystal salt in the water softener.
Now?
Yep. Gotta help keep our clothes bright and soft.
Are you avoiding my family?
Diamond crystal salt helps extend the life of our pipes and appliances.
Aunt Millie won't leave until you arm wrestle.
Did I mention it helps keep spots off our dishes? I'm trying to make you look good here.
Diamond crystal salt. A brilliant choice since 1886.
Hello, friends. I want to tell you about Japanese Auto Professional Service. I've been going to these guys since 1982, and the reason I keep going back consistently is because they're the best mechanics in Ann Arbor. They're at 563 South Main Street in Ann Arbor, 734-996-4606. Since 1979, Japanese Auto Professional Service has been taking great care of Toyota, Honda, Nissan, Subaru, Hyundai, and Kia cars. This is the place, friends. I'm Theroux telling you they're my auto mechanics. They should be yours. That's Japanese Auto Professional Service, 734-996-4606.
You hear those menacing drums? It's okay, you don't have to worry. Until they stop, that is. Theron inviting you to join me as we keep the drums loud and strong. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. We'll mess up your musical hair, babe, with only the finest in wig-singeing rock, hip-shaking soul music, and industrial-strength rhythm and blues. Join me here for the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m., right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch my drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. And you can catch us later at rednationrising.us. Great content there. So check it out in the evenings on podcast if you're looking for it there. Let's take care of a little business. It's Saturday night. Get your butt out to Burroughs Roadhouse in West Brighton. You can reach them at 810-227-6000. They have a great, great comedy show. So today is the 25th and 26th, so it's Steve Ayotte out at the comedy show at Burroughs Roadhouse, and they're located at 5311 Brighton Road, Brighton, Michigan, 810-227-6000. I went a couple of weeks ago, and I can assure you I had a great time. Good drink prices. They make good drinks, and the show was phenomenal. We went out when we saw Mike Brody, and I forgot the warm-up guy's name, but he was awesome as well. So a great place to go see a show, great venue, great seats, and good prices, too. So check them out. Livingston County's hottest comedy show, Burroughs Roadhouse, 810-227-6000. Tell them Gary sent you, and I'll help you out. Okay, so let's take a call. We're talking about Romney. We're talking about Well, Joanne wants to call. Joanne from Athens, Ohio, wants to talk about Fidel Castro. Joanne, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Gary. I enjoy your show every week. And I'm wondering if Obama isn't going to run down to Havana for Fidel's funeral.
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's going to be any doubt. I would assume that Barack Obama or he'll send somebody. There's no way he could ignore it, right?
Yeah, well, I guess not, but I'm sure he will enjoy going there if he does go, and that gets to me.
You know, Barack is not going to let this opportunity to throw one more quick vacation. You know, the question is he taking Michelle and the kids, or is he going down alone to hang out with Raul and party? You know what I mean? This is his last thing. This is all on government dole, right? He's going to go down and enjoy the sunshine and probably hit a round of golf at whatever new communist place they've put up at a golf course there. So I don't have any doubt that he's going.
Maybe he'll buy a mansion there. You know, I'm hearing he's buying mansions everywhere, and I don't know how he can afford it.
The same way the Clintons afforded it.
And put him on the investigation list.
Yeah, he should be, and that's probably one of the reasons you'll see a pardon. There may never be charges even leveled against, because I'm sure, you know, Trump's going to hand it off to the AG Sessions, and it'll be up to Sessions and the FBI. If they think there's something to charge her with, they will. I don't know that they're going to actually do anything further with Hillary, because you know what? She's going to get a pardon. She will get a blanket pardon, and for those of you who don't know, Barack Obama can pardon Hillary Clinton for anything she's done while serving, and there's nothing we can do about it. They don't have to wait for charge. You can just say, I'm going to give her a blanket pardon, which is going to look really screwy, but I think Barack Obama will do it, A, because I don't think he wants to set a precedent for a former U.S. Person being thrown into the bus and being put in prison for something. But I also think he's probably hiding something, like you're right. There should be an investigation.
Yeah. What favors has he been doing, you know, on the side?
Yeah, well, you know, he's already been caught.
Helped out.
Yeah, he was caught lying about her email. He said he didn't know she had a private email and server, right? And yet here we find through WikiLeaks that he was emailing her to that. Don't tell me you don't type in your own address, really.
Exactly.
You know, it's in there. But Barack Obama is buying these mansions. His money is already there. This is what happens when you go to Washington. I mean, how did Mitch McConnell come up with $8 million, you know, wealthy? I think that's the figure I thought I saw. He's worth $8 million now on a salary of 180 grand or 220 grand a year, whatever it is for the Senate leader. But I can tell you, when you live in Washington, D.C., folks, your rents, your mortgage, your food, everything is super expensive there. Those salaries are not really that big when you have to pay the price you have to pay to live in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Oh, and one point on Mitt Romney. You know, in 2012, when he was running, his whole pitch was that he was sincere. You know, he would put sincerity in his voice. Well, that was what I heard. You know, and you thought, well, he's an honest person. But what he's done since then has been the actions of a traitor, I think, you know?
Yes, I would agree, Joanne. I would absolutely agree. Because you know what? You don't say what you said to the level that you said it. I mean, it was by far the hardest, harshest things that anybody said, I think, can be attributed to Mitt Romney about Donald Trump.
Low.
Yeah, very low. Anything else, Joanne?
No, that's it. And I enjoyed the show. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for the support. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's take a call from Will in Ypsilanti. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's been a while, Gary. Been chasing the kids around playing lacrosse and soccer.
So yeah, well, that's all right. You got to take time for the family, Will. You can come back anytime. We're always here.
You got it. Hey, I love your show. So many good subjects. I want to go back, if I can, with a person I was telling Derek about why they haven't talked about, where, you know, Ted Cruz. I know that they had their spats, but I would like to see him fit in somewhere, because I think he would be good for. You know, so far I'm really appreciative of the people that he's picked. They're just amazing, and I would like to see maybe possibly him be put up for a part of the Supreme Court. And I haven't heard, if you mind, have you heard anything about a new AG or who he's trying to go with the new AG?
No, I think he's going to stick with Sessions. I think unless, you know, maybe he's the backup in case something happens with Sessions. You know, and Trump, you know, I'm sure they've got backups in case Mitch McConnell doesn't rule the Senate with an iron fist like he probably should. And, they probably have a number of people set up there. Maybe Ted is one of those guys to become AG. Maybe Trey Gowdy's in the mix. I'd be happy with any of those three. But
absolutely.
Yeah, now Trump has said repeatedly his SCOTUS pick will be from the list that he put out. He swore by that list of 20-odd that he put out there. I think most of those are good quality people. Would Ted Cruz be a good SCOTUS pick? For me, I think he'd be a great SCOTUS pick because, you know, he's a strict constitutionalist in the line of Scalia. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But, you know, let's face it, in 4 years, there's probably going to be a second choice. And maybe at that time, you know, as Cruz gets closer to the election for I think he's up in 2018. You know, I think Ted Cruz has made his peace with Donald Trump. I don't have any doubt about it. I think he came off of his pride was hurt. Why wouldn't it be hurt? Things were said in this primary that were just heinous. It was ugly. But you know what?
Oh, yeah.
It's the primary is designed to make you hard and harsh and able to get through the general.
That's right. I was going to tell you, you know what Washington, D.C., the D.C. stands for, right? Darn criminals.
There you go.
That's how Mitch McConnell can become a millionaire, and Nancy Pelosi can be, you know, an old hag with money. But hey, Gary, I'm so proud that you're out there. You're doing this area great justice.
Well, it's because we've got great listeners like you guys with great ideas and great calls. So I appreciate so much. Well, take care.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
All right, let's take care. Let's take care of Matthew from Northville on line 3. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Hey, listen, I just wanted to call in to take issue with the previous caller, Ken.
Yeah.
I think he had some from Livonia who had some really wacky ideas about some Mormons taking over or something. And you got to rebut that kind of stuff. That's like out in the, you know, strange alien frontier that people like that, you know, who want to disparage Mormons, evangelicals, Pentecostalists. These are the people who voted, for the most part, have voted consistently Republican and consistently for the GOP candidate. Now, I agree, Mitt Romney sort of stepped in it by criticizing Trump quite a bit. And I think he was just really the stalking horse for Bill Kristol, who, you know, as you know, is not only a rhino, but a neoconservative.
Right.
But I think the problem is that, you know, you've got to rebut this kind of stuff when you have some sort of crazy man religious theory coming up that you can't have Mormons in office. The Mormons been in a cabinet since Eisenhower. Every president has had a Mormon in the cabinet since Eisenhower's time. So
that's why we have guys like you, Matthew, who can call in and educate us, because I'm one of those guys who...
He just went on, and he looks like he's... Obviously, either not Pentecostalist, or Assembly of God, or Mormon, and he just went ahead and just insulted a whole group of people that were probably the most loyal people you can get, you know, who vote Republican consistently year after year, election after election, and it seems to me that those kind of people should be disavowed, you know, and called out on their some of their crazy theories.
Yeah,
and,
but. That's why we've got other listeners with other points of view like you to do that, because I'm not I know very little to nothing about Mormonism, though I loves me a good conspiracy.
But, he insulted Mormonism quite a bit, and then he insulted Pentecostals, and he went and went Assembly of God. I said, these people are good salt of the earth people. They want to raise good families. There's no wackadoodle theory about taking over the government or something that Ken of Livonia, and I'd like to have him on the air, and I would challenge him to a debate, you know, about where he got that stuff, because I think he's making it all up. He could be either some guy who's jealous, or he's what? There's been a Romney who's been a governor of the state. There's a Romney who's head of the Michigan GOP at the present time. You know, who are Mormon? You know, I mean, let's get real here, you know? I mean, you know, they haven't ruined the state. They haven't, maybe cutting some people, but, you know, I know Mitt Romney, you know, stepped on it, and I hate him for doing what he did. But at the same time, you know, he's fluent in French. He got a lot of international businesses. He was the first person to call out Barack Obama on the geopolitical situation with Russia. And everybody else poo-pooed it, everybody, including a lot of people in the conservative side. And guess what? All the stuff that he said And he's got a very clear mind. Let's get that clear. And I like Giuliani, too. But as I said, Giuliani's got a lot of baggage. And he's no conservative either. You know, you got to remember that he believes in abortion and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, he's from New York. So
right.
If you're worried about a Northeast liberal, you know, a rhino, Giuliani's one of those people.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He believes in all the gay rights. He believes in the LGBT stuff, you know. So you can't say, well, only Romney, you know, because, and Giuliani's the man, you know, because Giuliani's got his own baggage, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's, yeah, absolutely. And that's why Trump has not gone right ahead and given it over to Rudy. I mean, he's looking
Rudy has come out. Rudy has come out. I agree with you. Rudy has come out strong for Trump before anybody else did. And Mitt sort of stepped in it by, you know, criticizing all that time. But I think what happened was, again, the problem with him is he listens to people like Bill Kristol. Last time he listened to Mike Murphy, that's why he went squishy on debates 2 and 3. You know, he probably, who knows, listened to his niece or whatever. I don't know. You know, oh, you got to take it easy on the women. The women don't like you when you get aggressive. But when you look back at him, when he's aggressive, he does the right thing. And I agree. His Obamacare, he didn't have a choice. A lot of that stuff that took place in Massachusetts was forced by the legislature and by the Supreme Court of that state. And I lived in that state, and I'll tell you what, I'm so glad to get the heck out of that state. But I'll tell you what, that state has got its problems. You know what I mean? It's always been leftist. You know, Democrats outnumber Republicans like 7-1. This is what he was working with,
yeah.
You know?
So let me ask you, Matt.
Right.
So Matt,
you're right.
Matthew, you're a Trump supporter, yes?
Oh, yeah. I voted for him.
Okay.
I voted Republican since I got out of high school.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been a long time.
And are you, and you're okay with Mitt Romney if he's Secretary of State?
Well, you know, I mean, I think he brings a good thing. The problem is, what are you going to do with Rudy, you know? Rudy needs a place. So you got these two guys that are pretty well qualified. You know, I don't know what his business interests he's got tied up. Mitt, I think, has sort of wrapped up all his business stuff. He's got it in some sort of trust fund, good or bad, already for years before when he ran for president. And Rudy probably hasn't, and he's probably still got to tie up all those loose ends. And I think that's the problem that Trump is probably having with Rudy, is that, hey, you know, what are we going to do? He comes up to the confirmation hearings. They start bringing up all this crap about this and that country you were dealing with. Just like they were trying to, you know, blame a lot of stuff on the campaign manager for ties with Ukraine and stuff. So,
right.
You know, the Democrats are definitely going to try to make hay with Giuliani.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, great comments. Matthew, make sure you call in again. Good, you know, this is what I like. I think I've inherited Bill Bennett's best educated listeners ever. So I appreciate
it. When you get somebody who goes wacky and talks about some sort of Mormon takeover of the country, You got to snuff it right there, man. You got to just say, hey, listen.
that's what makes the show. That's what makes the show, Matthew.
You got to discredit them right away.
well, appreciate the call. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's take a call from Walter on line one. Walter, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, that was a good caller, the guy that just got off. He's right about Ken. Ken, my friend.
You guys, no beating up on Ken. Let's keep moving. So what else you got, Walter?
Yeah, I'm going to come back around to Ken. And I don't appreciate him calling out Pentecostals like me. That guy ain't got an ounce. I'll come back to him. Mitt Romney. Did he go out and vote for Trump? Did he cast in his vote for Trump?
Yeah, I'm sure he voted for Evan McMuffin. I mean, McMullen, yes. That would be my guess. I don't know. I have no idea who he voted for, but I'm sure he did not vote for Trump. He said he was not going to vote for Trump, so I'm sure he didn't.
I don't want Trump going all of a sudden going soft on us, talking about Mitt Romney's good guy and Barack Obama's a nice guy and the Clintons are nice people. I don't know. They're evil people. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I don't know that Trump's going soft. I think he's being a realist and trying to keep focused on track. You know what I mean? Does he need the distraction of dealing with Hillary at this point? He's already won the election. He's beaten her up enough. The people were the judge and jury. We voted her out. We said, no, you're a criminal. We're not voting you in. And now it's probably time for him to not be involved in it because he's going to put whatever AG in there, and it's going to be up to the FBI and the Department of Justice and the Attorney General to handle that. And I think that's a smart move. Just be done with it. It's not my problem anymore. As far as going soft on him, you know what? He's the president of all of us. So he's in that unifying mode. He's in that focus mode of getting – he's got a big, huge agenda for 100 days. He cannot be sidetracked by these issues. You know what I mean? So I'm going to give him the credit. Yes, it bothered me a little bit to say he wouldn't – but it's not his choice. He's the president. He's not the attorney general. And he's not the FBI. So it's not his choice, really, to go after Hillary. If he's going to let – the process take place, that's all you can really ask him to do, because Barack Obama has not allowed the process to take place. He interfered and kept Hillary from being charged. Now let the FBI and the Department of Justice, with a real attorney general like Sessions or somebody else, go after them and let the cards fall where they may.
That's what I heard. Now, you know what? Good observation. I take you at your word there. I kind of thought about that. And I heard she's really not getting off the hook, because you got the possible Justice Department. They're not going to let her go, because you can't let a criminal go. And that wouldn't set a good tone, example for the whole country. You let them go, including Barack Obama and his lying about her emails, and understood that he used an anonymous name. You know, you can't let him get away with it. And like I say, you got to focus on the main thing, keep the main thing. And because we got to be careful, I think, about the midterms, which will be here before you know it.
Senate
in the House.
Yeah,
the
that's why you got to look at Trump. And you know what? Trump is talking to these people like Nikki Haley and Mitt Romney. You know what? Because he's a businessman. When he says, I am going to pick the very best one, he's put aside his own. You don't think he's got personal feelings of anger toward Mitt Romney? I'm sure he does. And yet he's putting it aside, saying, well, let's talk to him, because maybe he can help bring the Never Trumpers and moderates into line so that we can actually get something done. Or maybe Mitt actually is qualified. I don't know. I'm not in that position. I don't know his history. You know, as Matt said, he knows more about foreign policy than I think he does. I haven't seen it. I don't know. But maybe he does, and maybe that's why they're looking at him.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, good observation. Hey, man, you know your stuff. Hey, I heard he might not have voted for him, but I heard he gave him a call and congratulated him, the Bushes also, at least two of the Bushes.
Should. You know what? Whether you like the man personally or not, he ran a outstanding campaign. Did he make mistakes? Sure he did. But he beat everybody. He beat the media. He beat the establishment. He beat the Democrats. He beat everybody. Yeah. And he won the presidency of the United States. Let him get into office. Let him put together the best he's got. I think people are going to be mildly surprised. I really do.
Yeah, you know, he's going to shut up a whole lot of mouths he's already done.
In fact, Walter, here's what I want you to do, Walter. I want you to listen to this, because I want to get your comment on it. Derek, you got track three ready. That's the Kissinger. Now, Henry Kissinger, who didn't like Trump, who said nasty things about Trump, met with Trump, because that's what Trump does. I'm bringing in the best and the brightest, the people with experience. This is what Henry Kissinger had to say about Trump after meeting him.
It's the most unique that I've experienced. In one respect, he has absolutely no baggage. He has no obligation to any particular group, because he has become a president on the basis of his own strategy and a program he put before the American public that his competitors did not present. So that is a unique situation.
All right, so there you go. I mean, Henry Kissinger, of all people, I mean, decades and decades and decades of experience, whether you like him or not,
right,
can come out of a meeting and say, you know what, here's a guy who owes nobody nothing. I mean, he owes Rudy Giuliani a little something for backing him all this time, but he's not just giving it away to Rudy. You know what I mean? He's looking at everybody. He's looking at the very best, so he does owe nobody. I mean, Chris Christie, Rudy Giuliani backed him to the hilt right out of the gates, and look what happens. He's saying, hey, I might have somebody better, or you might not be good enough. And I can appreciate that. So Trump's the guy right now, and I'm happy that he's taking his time and looking at everybody, good, bad, or indifferent.
Hey, man. Yeah, that's good. Hey, that's good, man.
All right. Anything else, Walter?
Yeah, Ken. I wish Ken would stop attacking, going off on rabbit trails, attacking.
I know, but
people's background and religious experience, like Pentecostals. Look at Ken; he's dead on. Well, politically on certain things when you go off on those rabbit trails.
He does, Walter. But you know what? The one thing on this show is people can call in. You don't have to agree with me. You can have whatever opinions you want. It's good radio for this, because I never would have got a call from Matthew had Ken not called me. And you might have been so busy you didn't want to call in, but I think you want it. You know, it motivates you. And I want people to understand, you know what? There are differing opinions, and Conspiracy Gary puts my hat on sometimes, and I'm out there. So I like it when people call, and even if they're little what we don't agree with, it's fine. You know, this is America. People can have those opinions. Even if they're crazy in some people's other opinions, that's fine. So always glad to have all you guys call, and I like to get this banter between all of you, so it's a good thing.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, I hope you're listening. I'll get you to speak in tongues one day, brother.
All right. Hey, thanks, Walter.
Hey, talking to you, man.
You too. All right, Derek, I want to play track two, because part of this Trump cabinet was Steve Bannon, and the left and the media went nuts saying, oh my gosh, he's an alt-right guy, and blah, 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 he's a racist, he's a white supremacist. And what is the alt-right, or the alternative right? Well, Ben Swan, who does a little show called Reality Check, explains the alt-right in a way I think that's really good. We got time to play that? Okay, let's play. This is Ben Swan describing today's alt-right movement.
The alt-right is a term that was coined by a white nationalist by the name of Richard Spencer. Spencer, who yesterday was purged from Twitter, by the way, is the founder of the Virginia-based National Policy Institute. It's a white nationalist think tank. Spencer, who makes no apologies for being a white nationalist, says that the alt-right movement is made up of those who feel deeply alienated, intellectually, even emotionally, and spiritually, from American conservatism. So, the alt-right movement is a white nationalist movement, right? Well, no, that's not really true either. Start digging into the alt-right movement, and without question, you're going to find that, yes, there absolutely is a presence of white nationalism. But where media is getting the story wrong is to assume that the alt-right is primarily white supremacy, because it's not. In fact, it's very difficult to figure out the alt-right, because it mostly consists of a variety of people who are, among other things, anti-globalist, nationalist, anarcho-capitalist, concerned about big banks, overregulation, white males who believe that political correctness has run amok and don't have a voice in modern American society. But what you need to know is that more than anything, from what I have found, the alt-right is made up of those who want to see a decentralization of powers, political powers, corporate and banking powers, as well as media power, even military power. Without question, there are white nationalists as a part of the alt-right, and there is a dark element to it. But there's a dark element to just about every kind of political faction. To claim that the alt-right are only or even mostly white nationalists, well, that's why media, once again, is using labels to smear something that it does not understand, rather than trying to actually understand it. That's Reality Check. Let's talk about that on Twitter.
All right, so there you go. Do your homework. You can get in and find out what the alt-right is. It's not the big boogeyman that people want to make it out to be, but it is being highly censored on Twitter and Facebook and other places. So do your homework, get out, be educated, and go to thedailydrift.com, get the news you need to know. See you next week.